Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are worried because their 5 or 6-year-old doesn't seem to think about their own behavior or how they can improve. And I want to start by saying something really important. You are not alone in this, and your child is developing exactly as they should be. Let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Self-reflection, that ability to think about your own thinking and behavior, isn't something children are born with. It's a skill that develops gradually over many years, and at age 5 or 6, your child's brain is still building the very foundations of this beautiful capacity. Research from developmental psychology shows us that children at this age are transitioning through what's called the concrete operational stage of thinking. Their metacognitive abilities, those skills that let us reflect on our own thoughts and actions, are still immature and developing. And that's not a problem. That's completely normal, healthy development. Dr. Matthew Rouse from the Child Mind Institute explains that slowing down allows children to become more thoughtful, reflective, and self-aware. But here's the key. This doesn't happen overnight. It happens gradually, with patient support from caring adults like you. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, or CASEL, defines self-awareness as the ability to understand one's own emotions, thoughts, and values, and how they influence behavior. They emphasize that this includes identifying personal strengths and limitations with confidence. And the wonderful news, these are teachable skills. They can be developed through evidence-based approaches that are gentle, playful, and developmentally appropriate. So what does this mean for you and your child? It means that when your 5 or 6-year-old doesn't pause to think about their behavior, they're not being careless or stubborn. Their brain is simply still building the neural pathways that make self-reflection possible. They're learning, and learning takes time. Recent research from the University of Bern demonstrates that metacognitive processes in 5 to 6-year-old kindergarten children can be effectively assessed and supported through developmentally appropriate interventions. The key word there is developmentally appropriate. Children at this age benefit from playful, engaging approaches to developing reflection skills, not lectures or criticism. Here's what the magic book showed me about supporting your child's emerging self-awareness. First, create space for reflection without pressure. Instead of asking, "Why did you do that?" which can feel like an accusation, try asking curious questions like, "What were you thinking about when that happened?" or "How did your body feel right then?" These questions invite reflection without judgment. Second, model self-reflection yourself. When you make a mistake, talk through your thinking out loud. You might say, "Oh, I forgot to bring the snacks. I was thinking about so many things that it slipped my mind. Next time, I'll write myself a note." This shows your child that everyone forgets things and that thinking about how to do better next time is a normal, helpful process. Third, use feelings as a gateway to self-awareness. Helping your child notice and name their emotions is the foundation of self-reflection. You might say, "I noticed your hands were in fists. Were you feeling frustrated? Or your voice got really loud. Was that excitement or something else?" This teaches them to pay attention to their internal experiences. Fourth, break reflection into tiny, manageable steps. Instead of expecting your child to analyze a whole situation, focus on one small piece. What happened first? How did that make you feel? What did you do next? These small questions build the scaffolding for more complex reflection later. And fifth, make it playful and safe. Remember that story I mentioned, The Books That Feel What You Feel? In that story, Leo visits Professor Alastair's magical study where books glow different colors based on emotions. When Leo feels jealous of his friend's invention, the wise books help him understand that jealousy is just helpful information, not a command to follow. This story is so special because it shows children that feelings are information, not commands. Leo learns to pause and understand his jealous feelings with curiosity rather than judgment. And that's exactly the kind of self-awareness we want to nurture. Not harsh self-criticism, but gentle, curious self-observation. After reading this story with your child, you can practice noticing feelings together. You might ask, "What color do you think your feelings are right now?" Or, "If your feelings were a book, what would they be trying to tell you?" This playful approach makes self-reflection feel safe and interesting rather than like a test or criticism. The magic book reminds us that self-reflection emerges gradually during early childhood and requires patient, structured support from caregivers who understand that this developmental phase is completely normal. It represents an important opportunity for building lifelong emotional intelligence and self-awareness skills. So when you see your child repeat the same mistake, or when they don't seem to think about how their actions affect others, remember this. They're not being careless. They're 5 or 6 years old, and their brain is still building the capacity for self-reflection. Your patient, playful support is exactly what they need. You might try creating a feelings check-in ritual. Maybe at bedtime, you ask, what was the happiest part of your day? What was the hardest part? How did your body feel during those times? These simple questions, asked with warmth and curiosity, build the habit of self-reflection without any pressure. Or you might use a feelings chart with different colored circles or faces. Your child can point to how they're feeling, and you can gently ask, what made you feel that way? This gives them practice connecting their internal experiences to external events, which is a key part of self-awareness. The most important thing the magic book wants you to know is this: pushing too hard can backfire. If your child feels like self-reflection is a test they're failing, they'll resist it. But if it feels like a curious, playful exploration that you're doing together, they'll lean into it. You're doing such a beautiful job, my friend. Your child is lucky to have a parent who cares enough to wonder about these things. The fact that you're here, learning about child development and seeking gentle ways to support your child, tells me everything I need to know about your heart. Self-awareness is a developing superpower at age 5 and 6. With your patient, playful support, your child will build this capacity gradually, naturally, beautifully. And stories like the books that feel what you feel can be wonderful companions on this journey, showing children that understanding their feelings is magical, not scary. Find the books that feel what you feel and many other stories in the Book of Inara app. We're here to support you and your child with warmth, wisdom, and wonder. With love and starlight, Inara.